Alaskans, wherever you are, welcome to the Must Read Alaska Show, coming to you from somewhere in Alaska. This is the place where we talk about, you guessed it, Alaska, where we keep the mainstream media on their toes, and where we are standing up for what's right in a world run by leftists. You can find out more by heading over to mustreadalaska.com, and also checking out the Must Read Alaska YouTube channel for some really great content. But first, let's get this party started.
Welcome, everybody, to the Must Read Alaska Show. I'm your host, John Quick, coming to you live from somewhere in Alaska. Hope everybody is having a phenomenal day. The Iditarod is over, and I hope spring is on its way. I want to thank everybody who listens, watches, and reads Must Read Alaska. If you want to help keep the lights on here, just go to mustreadalaska.com. On the right-hand side, there's a little donate button. Every $10, $100 helps keep the lights on here at Must Read Alaska. If you want to help sponsor the Must Read Alaska Show, just email me, John, J-O-H-N, at mustreadalaska.com. Would love to have you sponsor the Must Read Alaska Show. But without further ado, I have a very special guest today, Kay Schuster, who is running for school board in Anchorage, folks. And we have somebody else tomorrow who's also running for school board. It's going to be a very exciting week. Welcome to the Must Read Alaska Show, Kay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm super excited you're here. We're going to kind of get into all the details of why you're running and, you know, what you're excited about running and things you hope to get accomplished. But first, tell folks where you grew up.
Well, I was born and raised in Anchorage, and I went to all the public schools here in Anchorage. My children have all three of our children have gone through the Anchorage School District, and now they're off, some doing college, some not. My husband and I have a small business here in Anchorage, and so we're going to be here for our life, probably.
That's awesome. So you grew up in Anchorage, and you know, all your kids went through Anchorage schools, which is pretty awesome. So tell me about, have you ever been involved in politics before? Is this kind of the first time you've thrown your name in the hat? Have you volunteered for stuff? Tell us about your political involvement in years past.
Well, I have been politically active probably for about 15 years, actively involved. I have run for school board before, and it was a very close race when I lost in 2017. And so since then, after I healed from a loss this year, and now I'm at retirement age with the Anchorage School, because I'm still working for Anchorage School District as a special education teacher. And so now at this point in my life, I felt like it was the perfect time. My kids are grown and out of the house, and I can focus more time on improving our elementary, middle school, and high schools.
That's awesome. So tell me about that first run, 2017. What were some of the things you learned? I think, you know, most of the folks that I've talked to that have run for office, you know, they actually lost their first one or two, or maybe sometimes three elections that they threw their name in the hat for. What were some of those things that you learned or gleaned from that first time you ran?
Something that I remember fully is how busy you are answering questions, always trying to be on point and being prepared to answer some of the tough questions. I understand that it does take money. And since this is a citywide race, it takes more money than a typical district. If you're just running in one district, because door knocking, it's citywide rather than my neighborhood. And so I remember that especially, but also remembering to have really good people to support you and the volunteers that really believe in the cause, and how important it is to surround ourselves with those wonderful, hardworking volunteers that believe in the same, have the same philosophy regarding education as I do.
Nice. So you threw your name in the hat again, you know, this year, obviously. So what made you do that? What made you decide, okay, I'm going to try this one more time?
Because I ran in 2016 also. 2016, 2017, I lost both those elections by a small margin. But what I have seen is nothing's changed. Mm-hmm. My talking points from 2017 are the same talking points I have now. And it's going on, and it continues to go on. And our test scores and our reading scores have not improved. And it's been 7 years.
And so, you know, you threw your name in the hat. And so what do you think some of those things are that could be improved upon in the Anchorage School District? I'm sure there's like, you know, 10 pages worth of stuff, but what are some of those top priorities for you that you think can be improved upon that the school board could help lead that happening?
So improving our academic outcomes, to having our students either ready to be go to college or to be work ready. That is my main focus. Also the budget. We keep increasing the budget and our outcomes continue to decline. And the trajectory for the academic outcomes are going to decline if we keep doing what we're doing. And so the budget and providing a good curriculum for our kids that will make a difference in their outcomes. Also, something that is tremendously different than from when I first ran is the abuse to Title IX and how they're trying to abolish Title 29 by allowing women to or men to compete in women's sports and just the rights of women. And having the students have to deal with this and teachers having to deal with this, it's really not fair. Teachers need to be able to concentrate on the reading, writing, and math, reading, writing, and arithmetic. And that's, they still are really working hard towards improving that, but we're having to supplement many different topics that isn't a school, it should not be the school's responsibility. It's the parents' responsibility.
Yeah. You know, you're a teacher yourself, you're in the school district. Do you think oftentimes teachers find themselves being kind of wrapped up in some of those political actions that are from the superintendent or from the school board, and they just want to be in the classroom and teach? Do you find that there's sometimes that happens, that the teachers are kind of like, leave me alone, I just want to teach, and the school district board and the superintendent keep going politically woke?
Yes, that's exactly what's happening. And the teachers, really the ones, and I've been talking to teachers, of course, for the past 25 years of my life, and it makes them uncomfortable. And they don't want to do anything to offend anyone. They feel like they may get in the hot seat if they don't abide exactly with what the school district is telling us, the school board and our superintendent. And so they're talking about it rather than talking about how better to support these children reading and their math.
So what do you think, is there anything in your mind that the school district is doing well? You're in the thick of it. You have kids in the school district. You've worked for the school district. Is there anything that the school district has done well over the last several years?
So the Alaska Reads Act, that is huge. That is wonderful. And I think that we will start seeing better outcomes by kids reading better or more proficiently by grade 3 than we have in the past. Really, the governor's really putting a push on that. And that's something that I thought needed to happen 10 years ago. It's just, I don't know why we're so far behind the lower 48.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, if you look at all the test scores and all that kind of stuff, Alaska seems to always be at the bottom of the barrel, but we always seem to be at the top of the list for the most costliest school districts in the whole nation. Why do you think that is?
Because it's not run properly. We're not proficient. When we allocate the money, it's not going to the classroom. I don't know exactly where it's going to, but it's not going into the classrooms. That's why we have a really difficult time with teacher retention, retaining great teachers, because they want to teach. But if we're not supporting our teachers, parents, and principals, then it's not going to change. And I think we really need to focus on the classrooms, the individual schools, rather than perhaps some other administrative costs.
Yeah, I like that, because, you know, I just look from afar. I don't have any of the direct involvement like you do or other teachers would have, but there seems to be a disconnect between most school district administrations and the teachers on the ground. And huge disconnect.
True. And you know that, and you don't have kids in the school district, and you see that.
So do you think the school board can help with that? Because I think what folks see is, you know, conservatives or even just right of center or even just center people, they see Dave Donnelly by himself on the school board, and the guy, God bless him, can't even get things on the agenda because you need a second in that school right. board, and nobody's willing to usually give him a second to get things on the agenda. So, you know, why do you suspect that it's been so hard to get folks elected to the school board that don't 100% align with the woke agenda?
Money. They are union backed, and they, you know, in order to win their school board races, they raised, many of them raised over $100,000. And that is just not feasible at this time for a citywide race for someone that's coming out of the, that's some, an average citizen that cares about our students and cares about our student outcomes. And the unions don't back people like me and other friends that are running or have run in the past. And I'm just not sure why, because we all want the same outcome. I believe that everyone on that school board wants our kids to graduate either work or college ready, but they're not willing to make the tough decisions. They'd rather increase this class sizes than cut administration. They reduce the graduation requirements in order to increase our graduation rates. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of the direction we want to go.
Right. Oh yeah, our graduation rates. Wow, we're really, our kids are graduating, but only 30% of them can read proficiently.
Yeah. So let's say we're, you know, it's 2 months from now, you won. What are some of the first things that you would do when you take office as a school board member?
I would try to allow our teachers to pick the curriculum that they want to teach. We spend so much money on a mandated curriculum for every elementary, for every high school. Every high school, every elementary teaches the same reading and math curriculum. And it's not working. And since 2009, our scores have continued to decline, and we're still mandating the same curriculum for every school. And so that is something I'd like to do. And when I was working in elementary schools, and I had five different schools as a special education department chair, so I traveled so many different elementary schools. And every time I went into the book room or work room, stacks and stacks and stacks of books. Black Line Masters, where the teachers aren't utilizing them. They're using part of it, but a lot of times they spend their own money to get supplemental curriculum so they can make sure that their students are making progress. And if their students aren't making progress, we need to hold the teachers accountable. And we have a lot of curriculum that we already have purchased and we have in our book rooms that we may use. But our administration and school board is not encouraging that. The thought behind it is wonderful because we have a high transient population. So we have kids, you know, going from west or east to South Anchorage. Our kids do travel through Anchorage, and they register at different schools. And so the thought behind it is, well, we're teaching the same curriculum as Sand Lake. We're teaching the same curriculum as Taku Elementary, but it's not working. They're not all on the same page. And they're not all implementing it with fidelity, and they're not all implementing it at the same time.
Yeah, the curriculum thing is out of control, in my opinion. And again, I know like just the teeniest little bit of the surface on it, but I was talking to a teacher. I won't say what school or school district or anything like that, but I was talking to a teacher and they were explaining to me this curriculum problem and how school districts will buy this new curriculum with essentially out even without even talking to teachers and implement it for the whole school district. And the teachers, you know, most oftentimes were saying, well, the stuff I've been teaching for the last 5 years works still, but they buy all this new curriculum that costs literally probably, depending on what kind of school district you're in, hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars when they didn't even need it in the first place. And we're talking about, you know, when I went to school, I had a history, you know, my history book in elementary school is probably this big and it was probably 10 years old and it worked just fine. And we're talking about just the little teeny thing that I saw for curriculum in this school for one class was something like 20 books worth of teaching material and bins and bins and bins worth of stuff as follow-up kind of material. And essentially the teacher said it was useless. And my guess is that's happening all over the state.
It's happening all over our Anchorage school district. I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, good intentions, but after 10 years and it's still not working, there's got to be a change.
Yeah.
The curriculum is all based on Common Core standards. And so they do have a committee of teachers and parents and administration that do choose the curriculum. They give them three choices, but it's all based on Common Core. And so yeah, it doesn't matter what they choose. It's all the same curriculum. And so it looks like we're getting a little bit more of a choice, but it's not, because it's district wide.
Yeah. It has like it's all the same curriculum, just maybe packaged a little differently.
Yeah. Maybe there's a better salesman.
Yeah. Man, I'm in the wrong business, because some of these curriculum businesses are just probably making hand over fist money.
I know.
So tell folks, when is this election? Because I think, you know, for you and I, we would know when the election is, but I think a lot of folks that maybe are new to Anchorage or maybe haven't voted, you know, in Anchorage elections, they don't, you know, not everybody understands the process, not the mail-in ballots, all those kinds of things. So tell folks about what happens in Anchorage when there's an election.
So today, the ballots go out. And they go to your home address, and you can vote right then for your people that you want to be elected, and you send it right back in. I'm not sure when the next ballots go out, and I need to find that out. If you don't know, I'll find out. But you can also, and then you can either mail it back in, or you can put it in one of the secure boxes around town.
Nice. So for most people, the ballot's going to just show up at their house and they can put it back into the mailbox or, you know, post office box or whatever. Is there, you know, because we get this question asked all the time, can somebody vote in person or is it just mail-in ballots?
They can take their mail-in ballot over to the LUSAC library and the day of the election and turn it in there also. And so they give you different options. But if you don't have a resident, or if you moved in the last, if you don't have a resident home or place that you've been for a year, you need to request a ballot.
Yeah. And you, folks can go on the, I'll put the link into the description. If you need help, I'll put a link in there so you can click on it and figure out where to get a ballot and where to drop it off and all that kind of stuff. Where can folks find your, you know, they're going to listen to this and they're going to be like, oh, I have a friend in Anchorage. I need to send my friend all Kay's information. Where can they find your website? Are you on social media? Tell us all those kind of details.
Yep, I have a Facebook page, and then I have kayschuster.com is my website. And remember, it's citywide. And so if you live in Girdwood or Chugiak, Eagle River, please, yeah, get out there and vote. We hope to make this, we get at least 25% of our voting citizens out there this year. Because it's a big one. We got our mayor's race coming up too. And so we're all on the same ballot. So we're really praying that it will get more people out to vote.
Nice. Well, 20 minutes has gone by in a flash. Any last minute thoughts for folks? The floor is yours. You know, why you're running and why it's important to you.
Yeah. Like I said, I've been with a school district for over 25 years, and I continue to see our population decline. I see our test scores decline. I've seen teachers leave out of frustration because not enough support in the classrooms. I believe that we need to protect women's sports, and I believe that we need to allocate our money where it needs to go so it has a direct impact on our children.
Awesome, Kay. Well, I appreciate you joining us and wish you nothing but the best here from Must Read Alaska. Folks, if you just caught the tail end of this interview, I encourage you to go back and listen to the whole thing. We're going to put links for Kay's website in the podcast description. Go check out her stuff. Send it to friends that live in Anchorage. Kay, we wish you nothing but success. And for folks that listen, watch, and read Must Read Alaska, you want to help keep the lights on here at Must Read Alaska, just go to mustreadalaska.com. On the right-hand side, there's a little donate button. Every $5, $10, $100 helps keep the lights on here at Must Read Alaska. If you want to sponsor the Must Read Alaska show, just email me, John, J-O-H-N, at mustreadalaska.com. And until next time, I'm John Quick from somewhere in Alaska. Thanks so much, Kay.
Thank you.